With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Members of Congress are calling on the Department of Veterans Affairs to study if medical marijuana can be used to treat veterans diagnosed with PTSD and chronic pain. They're a little late to the game. Veterans have long been finding their own ways to treat themselves with the drug. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Afghanistan war veteran Aaron Newsom dumps a bag of dried cannabis flowers onto a metal grate over a wooden box. He shakes it. Then he opens a fresh bag.
So this is just separating the different size of the medicine, the flowers.
After returning from Afghanistan, Newsom got his degree in organic agriculture and horticulture science. He began growing his own cannabis as an alternative to the drugs the VA had him on for PTSD and chronic pain.
At some point, you know, realized that doing the right thing was taking care of myself. And so that's when I, you know, kind of kicked the stigma, didn't care about the stigma anymore, and pursued what was going to make me happy.
In 2011, Newsom co-founded the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance with Iraq War veteran Jason Sweat. As a charitable part of their marijuana business, they provide local veterans with a monthly ration of cannabis for free.
We've started small. I remember our first couple meetings, there were only like 10 to 15 veterans. Then the next meeting, it was doubled and doubled. And by the summertime, we had over 100 vets coming to a meeting, and they were having barbecues.
Today, about 1,000 veterans are enrolled in the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance's Compassion Program. Some meet monthly. On this day, they're at the Grange Hall in Live Oak. Veteran and Alliance Director of Communications, Seth Smith, gets the meeting started.
Yes. So we do have a presentation here, but before we start with that...
Veterans of all ages sit in folding chairs facing the stage. Some drive 3 or 4 hours to get here.
Just have your any kind of proof of veteran status and your ID out on your lap.
They're here to pick up a voucher for free cannabis. They can use it at the Alliance's dispensary.
The pharmacy's open till 9 p.m. every day.
They also learn about local veteran services and can talk to others who are self-medicating. Again, Aaron Newsom.
So we're definitely not doctors. We are farmers. And so we're here to provide free medicine and provide as much information as we possibly can.
More information could be gained from research. But pot is illegal in the eyes of the federal government. That prevents the VA from prescribing it and conducting research into its use.
Our veterans deserve better.
Southern California Congressman Lou Correa serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs.
We need to find out what cannabis is good for and what cannabis is better for.
He's pushing legislation that tells the Department of Veterans Affairs it does have the legal right to do research. It also directs the VA to study the safety and effectiveness of medical cannabis for treating PTSD and chronic pain.
To continue to put our head in a hole, in the ground, and not to acknowledge that cannabis is part of our fabric of our society, to not acknowledge that our veterans are using cannabis, I think it's just plain criminal.
Veterans like Lenny Bernstein have been using it for decades. At his home in Soquel, there's a wall dedicated to his military service. On it, a case full of medals.
Well, the ones I'm most proud of, the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star.
Bernstein is a World War II veteran. He was an Army Combat Ranger. If you want stories, he has thousands, some he'd prefer to forget.
Death was all around us all the time. And explosions were around us all the time. So all of that stuff, you know, comes together and they form, I didn't know at the time, but lifelong memories. I couldn't sleep.
Bernstein occasionally smokes pot to ease pain and help him sleep. He gets his stash free from the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance. At 92, he says he's too old to become an activist on this issue, but that veterans could benefit from the VA recognizing cannabis as medicine.
Yes, I think it would help other people because they could get it prescribed.
That's the future the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance has been preparing for. With 2 growth facilities and access to veterans who use cannabis, they're ready to help with research. And if the day ever comes when the VA offers cannabis in its pharmacy, Aaron Newsom says they're ready for that too.
Ultimately, we would love to get a government contract to be able to grow on a national level for the VA, for veterans.
The VA Medicinal Cannabis Research Act is slated to be voted on by the House this month. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.